TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, a comedian you never heard of. Each week, I get together with my buddies Andy and Noah and record this podcast. Unlike most podcasts, it's not about something specific. We just talk about whatever. Like this week, we'll talk about some of this.
That way Andy can't complain.
Oh, my big brain, I'm gonna figure it out. Oh, I'm Andy, hello. I'm Andy.
You know, my thoughts on gingerbread houses have always been, yes, this is exactly what one should do with gingerbread. One should construct something with it, let it sit, and then throw it away.
Just in case there's somebody new, there was a place in the Monterey Bay Aquarium where kids were supposed to draw their favorite marine animal, and then like they posted the best ones, and I drew a penis and I put it in there.
And laugh a lot about it. Poop on that llama. Poop on that llama. Poop, poop.
Is that a song or are you?
Poop. I'd poop on that llama. Poop on that llama.
You all right over there? You want some water?
I'm just making up a song, buddy.
Yeah.
And when you hear this sound,
diabetes, 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 diabetes.
That means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Welcome to TanCast, everybody.
Sorry.
All right, we're all tired and sick. I'm Tim, the T in TanCast.
I'm Andy, the A in TanCast.
I'm Noah, the N in TanCast.
Yeah.
Robert Lane.
I know it's funnier. The fact that after all these years, I did not see it coming, or the fact that Andy did and timed it perfectly with Noah.
Oh, yes, I knew it would be there.
Tim, will you ever learn?
Apparently not. I just like to be surprised every day.
Yeah,
I mean, that's good. That's why I just slam my head against the brick wall every day and I forget things.
That's why Tim drinks himself into oblivion.
Ah, the sweet, sweet release of alcohol.
Tim barely drinks himself into drunkenness. Tim barely drinks.
Tim tried to drink himself into diabetes.
That is something he's trying to do.
Diabetes, diabetes.
Diabetes, diabetes, diabetes.
Help me, diabetes.
Oh, diabetes. Diabetes testing supplies. That's a random reference that no one's going to get.
No, like you got to be our age or older in order to understand.
And hear that specific remix of Wilford Brimley's diabetes commercials.
Hello, I'm Wilford Brimley.
Wait, did someone actually do a remix?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we were just riffing. Oh,
yeah, me too.
Oh, no, that's a thing that exists online.
Diabetes, 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 diabetes.
That is funny. We just wound up with, oh, diabetes.
So, how the fuck was everyone's week?
How the fuck was everyone's week? Was it good times or was it bleak? We'll find out on our very next segment. How was your motherfucking week?
Pretty weak.
Nah,
it was fine.
Yeah, my week was good. When did we record? Did we record Saturday last week? Yeah.
Did we? I know I was in Chattanooga.
I saw some movies, saw a live music show, watched The Watchmen. You know, those things.
Nice. I am not caught up on Watchmen, but I have thoroughly enjoyed what I've seen so far. Actually, I think I may only be 1 week behind right now.
Last episode was good.
All right.
It was, yeah, something happened. You're like, oh.
Well, that doesn't tell me if I'm caught up or not, because the last episode I watched was good. Yeah. And so then after,
I mean,
that
I
was
know
low.
How you think. I don't want to say too much, and you like yes. Get your little brain thinking, your big brain thinking.
Yeah, there was something that my wife like just watched, and she was talking about. She's like, "Oh," and it turned out it was one of those movies that like it had a twist, and you didn't see the fact that it had a twist coming So, like, there was no way that you would be able to tell, but there was a twist, and it was a big twist. And I was like, stop. She's like, what? I'm like, you know how I am. Like, the fact that I know that there was a twist now means I'm going to have to wait to see that movie until I forget about the fact that you talked about it so much.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I bet I'm the only one who's up to date on The Mandalorian.
No, I am.
Oh, I thought your trial ran out.
Oh, Roberto has it, and he put it on the Xbox that's connected to our TV in the living room. So I'm continuing to watch it. I'm not loving it. It's fine. It just seems like it's taking on like this last episode seemed kind of like. I guess what they're doing with the characters doesn't seem too original. Which I mean, it's not a bad thing, but maybe I wanted something a little more.
Fucking Star Wars fans, man. Hard to please.
All right. I'm not even that hardcore of a Star Wars fan. It's not
you
like,
are
oh, this
hardcore,
is...
hard to please.
I mean, yeah, that could be true.
I was like, are they really going to Tatooine again? Like, the way they described this planet in the first Star Wars made it seem like it was this podunk, out-of-the-way planet that no one should ever visit. Yet, in the first six Star Wars movies, they went to that planet five different movies. And then they were there on the Clone Wars. They've been there during Rebels. Now they're there in this show. I was like, it'd be like it's one planet, an entire galaxy. It was like, this series is about the whole world. But for some reason, we spend a lot of time in Modesto. Really? You don't want to go to Prague? You don't want to go to fucking the African plain? You don't want to go to Moscow? Nope. Modesto. We're always in Modesto. There's always a reason. Everything that takes the world, the fulcrum of the world, for some reason, always revolves around Modesto.
that's what's going on.
Modesto, yeah. It's Jesus was born in Modesto, Tim. Like, other stuff is going to happen in Modesto.
That's Jesus.
It's not
the same guy you're thinking of.
Yeah.
I mean, I know the planet name, but what was the significance in the original Star Wars? I don't remember.
Are you being funny?
No.
It's fucking, that's where Luke was.
Okay. Yeah. I couldn't remember.
You piece of shit. Even the Star Wars holiday special takes place on Tatooine, or at least part of it.
This is true.
Jeez, I just realized that.
Oh man! And then when Rey's hanging out and like there's all the like the wreckage and everything else, it's like a big desert planet. I was like, "Is this Tatooine again?"
I know. I had the same worry. I'm like, "Really?" I'm like, no, it's a different desert planet.
It's not desert planets.
If they somehow end up on Tatooine at any point in Rise of Skywalker, I'm gonna be one of those Last Jedi fans.
You go walk out.
Last Jedi fuck haters, I guess.
Fuck it, fuck this movie.
Oh, fuck you, J.J. Abrams. Disney ruined it.
are you enjoying it? Are you really enjoying it?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it quite a bit. I don't want to say because Andy hasn't seen it, but there was a character I was hoping to see more of that it doesn't look like I will.
Got it. A character that has been introduced.
Yes.
Got it. Yeah. I have no idea who that is, but, you know, that's okay.
Well, that's why I kept it vague. Even so that way Andy can't complain. Oh, my big brain, I'm going to figure it out. Oh, I'm Andy, hello.
I'm Andy.
I feel like...
I'm a wonderful human being.
I just like that he introduced himself in the middle of my weird rant there. Hello.
Yeah.
Like, that's the way he arrived at the party. Hey,
yes.
Buddy, Andy's here. Oh, I'm going to figure it out. My big brain, hello.
Hello, I'm Andy.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm getting shit on for being smart here.
No, you're getting shit on for complaining about being smart.
Oh, no. Complaining about people handing me clues. It's like, stop handing me clues.
Stop thinking about them.
Okay.
Hey, Will Hunting, give it a rest.
Yeah.
Fucking just clean the hallway. Leave the chalkboard alone.
I'll just stop breathing as long as I'm at it there, Tim.
Well, I mean, whatever you got to do.
It's not like you flip the switch on this thing and turn it on and off. It's like,
sure it is.
Oh, I've got information. I must digest that information. I must turn that information into facts. I must turn those facts into knowledge.
as a mercy, Comcast cut you off in the middle of that sentence. I'm sure you're on your end. It all comes out smooth. But yep. You're like, it's not like.
No, that's exactly what I said, Tim.
Oh, okay, great. That's a solid argument. I can't refute.
Yeah, I was just doing my dying robot impression, sort of to highlight how inhuman I must seem to the rest of you.
Speaking of which, I heard a rumor they're rebooting the Inhumans.
Huh.
So that we can all forget about that show we never watched.
The one, yeah, where they released it like in theaters, part of it, and then they're like, yeah, come watch it on television too. And
not only in theaters, on IMAX.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They're like, look at the shitty special effects in the biggest screen possible.
Yep. We spent $2 animating this hair. We know that it's the defining feature of this character. $2.
And we didn't even spend that much on the physical wig.
We spent two doll hairs. That is why it looks so shitty. I never even saw it, like the hair. I don't think I did. If I did, I forgot it.
I never watched the show. I just saw the trailers and was like, nope.
I think I made it to episode 2 where I was like, you know what? Apparently, I don't need to follow everything in the MCU.
Yeah.
Like, these characters are unlikable. These actors are not particularly... I don't know if they are actually... I'm sure they are good. You know, there's only so many... There's a bajillion actors out there, and if these ones made it to the television screen, you got to imagine they had some talent, but... the directors and script are not getting the most out of them, and the storyline is not amazing, and it's not really crossing over with anything else, so I'm out.
Peace out.
So take that, Inhumans.
I saw Knives Out.
Ooh, how was that?
And Queen and Slim.
You mentioned you were going to see Queen and Slim last time, and you said it was not about Freddie Mercury and Marshall Mathers.
No, it was not. I don't know if it was as good as I wanted it to be, but it was good.
Queen and Slim or Knives Out?
Queen and Slim. Knives Out was good. Okay. Knives Out, yeah, it was like, you know, this is that was about what I expected. Can't say it. I love the actor who is in, like, Sorry to Bother You, also in Get Out. Like, it's a minor character. I mean...
In which one?
Get Out.
No.
Well, I mean, he comes back. Like, he shows up more than once, so but he's not the
in
main
Get
player.
Out?
Yeah. He was a guy. Have you both seen Get Out?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Spoilers.
The TSA guy?
No.
Oh.
He's a guy who, spoiler, who gets like taken at the very beginning and then shows up at the house later.
Ah. So he's the one who says Get Out.
Oh, is that the guy that actually said Get Out?
Yep.
Okay. I can't, but there's just something about him that just doesn't pull me in.
And what was he, what else was he just in?
He was in Sorry to Bother You. He was the main character in that one.
That you just watched.
He was in Knives Out.
Thank you.
Okay.
I'm like, you keep reviewing two movies at once, and I'm trying to suss out which one you're talking about.
Sorry. I thought you'd seen the trailer for Knives Out, and I don't know, maybe...
Yeah, but I don't remember what that... If you showed me three pictures, and one of them was that dude, there's a 2 in 3 chance I would guess wrong.
All right, fair enough. Yeah, so he was in Knives Out. He didn't have, like, a huge role. He was fine, but I was just like, man, I don't love him. But, Daniel Craig was good with his weird kind of southern accent. everyone was good. You know, Don Johnson is pretty good, too. Like, he's
really?
He's in Watchmen, and I don't know. I liked him. I was like, you know what? I've seen you a while, but you're an actor.
For some reason, I have a bias against Don Johnson. It's based on nothing.
Huh. All right.
Maybe it's because the only movie I really know him from is Tin Cup, and he played a douchebag in that, and so maybe I just associate him with being a douchebag.
Oh. I thought maybe you thought that he was the head of the penis mafia. It's a thinker.
Andy.
I know.
It's a stinker.
Andy.
No, that's me.
Oh, my God, Andy.
You're so proud of yourself.
I am.
Oh,
my computer just decided to think really hard for a minute there. I don't know what was going on. Hopefully,
didn't
that
think
not
about that joke
things.
And how shitty it was. Zing!
You're mean. You're a mean man.
You're a mean one, Mr.
Ooh, I got the voice for that right now. You're a mean one, Mr. Bitch.
What?
Tim saw Playing with Fire.
I did?
Did he now?
That just... Why?
Playing with Fire? What's that? Movie?
What?
Oh, yeah, I did see that. It was fine.
Why? Why did you see it?
Because the boys fucking love that trailer.
Oh, got it.
They couldn't wait. They were excited.
I thought it was like, you were like, well, got nothing else going on. I'm going to go see Playing with Fire. I'm like, what?
I
really?
Mean, kind of, but only because like every time we went to see a movie and that trailer was in front of it, they were so excited about it. Like, oh, John Cena's getting the crap beat out of him. Let's watch. And they enjoyed it. And there's bloops over the credits. What more do you need?
Wait, there's what?
Bloops. Bloops.
Bloops. What? Bloopers?
Bloops.
What are bloops?
Bloopers.
Okay. I was like, are you saying bloopers? I don't know what you're doing.
I'm saying bloops.
You should have said bloopers because I just assumed that like, oh, and yeah, and then the credits start. And it's just like bloop, 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 bloop. Cool. Like, there's bloops on the credits.
Guys, I thought you were just saying like Flop House. They're always referred to as bloops.
Okay. Well, no, fuck you.
No.
We don't want
fuck
don't,
you.
Don't make me consume.
The shit house.
Hey, come on, big brain. I thought you were going to be able to parse this out. Oh, as soon as you said bloops, I knew that carry the 7 and divide it by 8 and add the gross national product of Finland and you got bloopers.
And he was dead all along. Thank you.
Oh, you said bloops, and that's a word, and I took you at face value.
What is bloops as
I
a
did
word?
Not go,
that's
noise.
What to out.
That's not a word.
It okay? It's an onomatopoeia.
Hey, you watch your goddamn mouth.
I'm sorry, and this close to Christmas, how dare I?
Oh, we're having some friends over today, speaking of Christmas, to build a not gingerbread house, but an Oreo cookie house.
Oh.
What a much better idea. Oh. I have never in my life wanted to eat a gingerbread cookie.
Oh, no.
But I have many times in my life wanted to eat an Oreo cookie.
You know, my thoughts on gingerbread houses have always been, yes, this is exactly what one should do with gingerbread. One should construct something with it, let it sit, and then throw it away. Where's are we gonna eat the house? I'm like, fuck no. We got tasty desserts. Let's eat those instead. Wait, are we starving? Are we all out of food?
I'm all out of food. I gotta eat gingerbread. I will hold my nose because it tastes like
the
ass meat.
You should pick the shittiest gingerbread. They're not, sorry, shittiest Oreos.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even the shittiest Oreo is better than the best gingerbread. Yeah, I said it. Come at me, big gingerbread. I'm not
I
afraid
used to
of
love
you.
Ginger snaps. Haven't had in a while.
Is that when a redhead comes really good with clapbacks?
Yep.
Not at all.
Well, it should be. That's what they should call it. Yeah. Oh, that ginger snaps. No? I like that one. Fuck you guys.
Yeah, it's an Irish rap battle, Tim.
Wow. Didn't like that one.
Fucking, who doesn't want to hear a rap battle with an Irish accent?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your mother be haggis.
Scottish.
That's why it's an insult.
Oh, I'm trying to think about how Lose Yourself would sound with like, not like a real Irish accent, but yeah, like the Lucky Charms guy. Irish
what
accent.
Do you mean that's not a real Irish? That's how they all talk.
They're always after me Lucky Charms.
That's right, every single day. Oh no!
Terrible.
What the fuck did I do? I don't know.
Are you about to confess something?
No, I was just like my week with my week.
Oh, the way you said it was like you were looking at bloody hands. What the fuck?
No, more. More like, what am I doing with my life? Like, what of consequence have I achieved between the last time we all sat down together and this moment? Nothing.
Way to go.
Yeah. No,
you're doing
just,
it.
Or
know,
not.
One week closer to the Reaper. That's, I guess, what I achieved. I mean, like, I worked, but to what end?
Don't fear the Reaper, Andy, though.
No, I don't. Greet him like an old friend.
Hello, like, yes, darkness, my old friend.
Done with this bullshit. People whining. Yeah, no. Watched a bunch of The Watchmen, but I think not the most recent one. Caught up on Rick and Morty because I hadn't started the new season of that.
Where'd you go? Oh, did you cut out?
No, I'm here.
Nope. Oh. Just you. Where'd you go?
Where'd you go?
Added.
Yeah. I tried to rewatch the Spy Who Dumped Me. It was like late at night. I was like, I'll put this on and start to fall asleep. And then the movie is so fucking funny. Like, it was keeping me awake much longer than I had anticipated staying awake. And I should have known. I've seen the movie before. I was watching it again because it was so funny. But, like, I just got so engrossed in the movie, it was like I wasn't going to sleep. And I was like, I just got to shut this off. And apparently that was the last conscious thought I had before I closed my eyes and didn't shut the movie off. I shut me off. And then I guess I must have, like, half woken myself up, like, an hour later and stopped it. Because when I went back and I was like, I'll just finish this up. And I was like, there's only like 20 minutes left of the movie. And I hit play. I was like, this is not the part of the movie I was watching. And I'm backing up and I'm backing up and I'm backing up much, much more than I thought I would. And then finally I get to like 35 minutes in. I was like, yes, I remember this part happening. And I realized, oh, wow. I must have been exhausted that night because I didn't get very far into the movie before I was like, yeah. Goodbye, world.
Next time you want to fall asleep, just put on Mission Impossible Fallout. Then you'll...
Nah.
I mean, I think that experience has shown what I should really do is put on the Angelina Jolie Tomb Raider movie.
Yeesh.
Yeah. Because that remains the one and only time I've fallen asleep in a movie theater.
Wow.
I mean...
Man, I've fallen asleep in movie theater many a times.
We know. you're talking to two people who have been to the movies with you.
Yeah, you fell asleep during Jay and Silent Bob reboot. I was
did.
There. I
was
right there.
Had a good little nap.
The only movie I fell asleep during in the theater that I can remember is The Game... the Michael Douglas, Sean Penn movie, but it was my second viewing and I was super tired and a friend had come up to visit. And so I was like, hey, we should go see The Game. And I'm like, yep, good night.
Although I could have been like setting myself up for that type of thing when I worked at the theater. Like sometimes I think I would like, I'd be tired and I just go sit in the theater, a movie that's playing and just take a little nap. Just tilt my
now
head
your
back.
Body's conditioned. Oh, it's nap time.
It's nap time. Let's do this.
This feels like a place I napped before. It must be a safe place to nap. Noah wakes up with penises drawn on all over his face.
Exactly. Just how I planned.
Yep.
That's why I fell asleep in this penis art museum.
Yes.
<He's> the DIY good. Penis art museum.
That's why I fell asleep next to this thing where you're supposed to draw your favorite marine animal, and I knew Tim was coming.
Oh, man. You laughed so hard.
It's one of the best things I've ever done in my life.
And that's including my kids. I know.
Yeah, and my marriage. just in case there's somebody new, there was a place in the Monterey Bay Aquarium where kids were supposed to draw their favorite marine animal, and then like they posted the best ones, and I drew a penis and I put it in there.
And laughed a lot about it.
I just kept imagining the person going through it. Like, oh, there's an octopus. There's a shark. There's a starfish. There's Bill, is this a penis? Then I imagine them posting it anyway.
Who's going to know?
27 years old.
Yeah. Now I'm imagining you having signed it. Timmy, 27.
Of course I did. I'm proud of my work.
Yeah. Should have written over it. Manatee.
Sea like, cucumber.
You think this is really a manatee?
Yeah, you could draw stuff coming out of it.
Maybe it's a manatee pooping.
I can't remember if I drew it spooging or not.
I don't
felt
think
like
you
that
did.
Might have been a bit beyond the pale.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little too far.
Did you draw a foreskin on that penis, Tim? I need details.
Some veins. I got the what was it? Superbad, where they're drawing all the like really creative like penis.
Yes,
sketches.
Superbad. Yep.
Yeah, Superbad. Oh, that was amusing.
Wasn't it like in the credits that like it's just yeah. the credits over all of the penises that have been described so far?
Well, I think did the notebook come up in the movie?
Oh yeah, they definitely
just
like,
kind of
they
expanded
talked about
on
it. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know that they showed them all.
No. Yeah, they didn't show them all, but yeah. Yeah, I feel like this week's been fairly uneventful.
I mean, for us, the president's getting impeached.
The devil you say.
I heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Andy likes that. I mean, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, Andy's sense of justice and the health of our republic likes that. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not jumping in the streets. I'm like, all right, let's see where this goes. I guess I'm reserved. I don't want to see how it goes. I'm not like, it's good that it's progressing, but I'm like, still some steps to go.
Well, yeah. And the Republicans have made it really clear that they're like, they're not listening to any of the shit that he did. They're just trying to spin some counter narrative of like, oh, the Democrats just hate it and they want to steal an election. It's like, okay, so. You can't bring yourself to say he didn't do this shit, and you can't bring yourself to say he did do this shit, but it's okay, or you can't bring yourself to say he did this shit and it's not okay, but it's not impeachable because... So you just try to, like, talk around about a bunch of other shit. I'm like, oh, they're going too fast. Well, they didn't let him call a bunch of other witnesses. Like, yeah, actually, they did, and you didn't call any. And the ones who they did call, you were allowed to cross-examine, and you like you accused them of shit, of like being a Ukrainian spy secretly and a bunch of other nonsense, but you weren't actually able to like produce any facts that showed that the things that they were saying happened didn't happen, whereas they were able to produce facts that showed that the things that they said happened. And then you get a bunch of shit where it's like, evidence is getting classified and you're telling people not to comply with subpoenas. And it's like all the people that, you know, you say, oh, well, all these people could have cleared it up for you. Well, you told them all not to fucking testify. So when you're talking about, yeah, there weren't enough witnesses and there's not enough evidence, you're holding it all. You're hiding it all. You don't get to be like, yeah, no, like, oh yeah, the murder weapon. Sorry, I flushed that. You don't get to see that. Are you going to prove there was that there was a murder when I flushed the murder weapon? Allegedly. Right. All right, Tim. I get it.
You just had to have the hate to the chief jingle.
Yes.
I have it on speed dial, but I couldn't get it in fast before the rant started. I'm like, nope. Well, I got to get it in here somewhere.
Yep. Get it where it's winding down. Yeah. It's just. If Obama had done 1% of the shit that Trump did, they would have started impeachment like immediately.
Did you see the thing where he was at? Was it the G20? No.
The
what was
NATO
the thing,
thing
he was at in the over in England?
NATO. Yeah, it was a NATO summit.
Okay. And. Macron. Well, I think he might have been in the circle of people talking about him, but oh, fuck,
it was Macron,
Trudeau?
It was Trudeau, and it was
Boris
Johnson. Yeah.
We're fucking mocking him, and so he went home.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, and then he called Trudeau two-faced, and then he was caught on a hot mic congratulating himself for calling Trudeau two-faced. Like, just what a fucking bell end that guy is.
Hey, keeping the reference local.
Yeah. Yeah, no, Two-Face is fucking Boris Johnson. Like, yes. I don't think that Trudeau has ever made it seem like, oh, Donald, I really like you. Trudeau's the guy who got memed the fuck out of him because Donald kept doing that ass hammer thing where he, like, tries to go for the handshake and then, like, yanks your arm out of its socket. And Trudeau saw it coming. And, like, Donald started to pull on him and Trudeau pulled back and won. Like, there's never been, I think, a moment where it seems like Trudeau liked Donald. And then there's all the pictures of, like, Ivanka looking thirsty at him. Like, it has been a long stream of him being, like, things of him showing Trump up. Like, yeah. Well, so, yeah. No, there's no two face there. There's one face, and that face hates Trump.
There was this picture of Melania kissing... like kissing him on the cheek, I think, is what was about to happen. But like it's freeze framed right before that. And like Trump is like sort of standing off to the side and Melania is about to kiss Trudeau. And the caption says, hey, Trump, which of Trudeau's? Yeah, Trudeau, Justin Trudeau. Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, it sounded like the name was wrong. Anyway, which of his two faces do you think Melania is going to sit on after you get impeached?
Oh. <Damn. laughs>
Or when you're in jail. Sorry.
Oh. Oh, P.S. Fuck Melania, too.
All right. Why not?
Melania is his daughter, right?
No,
that's Ivanka. Ivanka is his daughter. Melania is his wife. I know. It's hard to keep them straight. I don't think he can.
Yeah.
Okay. So I was reading an article about Quincy Jones, and he said he dated Ivanka. I was like, what? Like, that is a pretty big age gap.
I mean, look at her dad.
Quincy Jones dated Ivanka Trump?
That's what he says. He said all sorts of shit. He said Marlon Brando had sex with Richard Pryor and somebody else.
At the same time?
It didn't say at the same time. It just said he had sex with them.
Didn't say not at the same time, if you read between the lines.
I mean,
it was a very kooky article.
Diabetes, 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 diabetes.
Yeah, like...
it was like...
I suppose it's possible they're two human beings who are capable of engaging in sexual congress and who are alive at the same time. Like, so technically that's a possibility. They were in like probably the same country, maybe even the same state at the same time, probably on several occasions.
It's weird that he picked two people who are no longer on Earth to currently confirm or deny it.
Exactly. I mean, then again, you know, maybe that's a story you tell after people are gone and not, like, while they're around. Like, yeah, I'll keep your secret for now. But, yeah, it's like it feels like if there were a bunch of claims like that, that it gets more and more improbable. I mean, it starts off pretty fucking improbable that he dated Ivanka. Like, that seems like something that we would already know about.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm seeing this is a guy who had an article with a lot of other shit that was like, I don't know if I believe all the shit, but all right. You're sounding a little kooky, buddy.
No, 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 don't go to sleep.
But I wanna. We're up early.
That we are. I don't know why my computer decided to fucking go to sleep there, but I mean, it's still showing the audio from all of us.
Go to sleep. Go to sleep.
Anything else interesting happening in your world, in the world?
No. I mean, I'm going to Palm Springs next month.
Nice.
Never been.
Me either. I'm going to keep that streak going.
All right. Also planning to go to Big Sur next month, which I've also never been to.
Really?
Yeah, it's very close. I've been, I did not realize how close it was to Monterey.
Yeah.
So I've been pretty close to it. I've just never gone the rest of the way.
Get up on over that hill, buddy.
Yeah.
I saw a music show last night, Lee Fields and the Expressions. It was very good. Or he was very good. It's kind of a soul. Like, have either of you heard of Charles Bradley or Sharon Jones and the Dat Kings?
Nope. Yes.
Like, if you told me those are just people you went to high school with, I'd be like, sure.
They're like current. Well, both Sharon Jones and Charles Bradley both have died, but they are like soul singers who seem to have gotten like success later on in life. Like, I don't think Lee Fields has been around for a while, but he's older and now, you know, he's like becoming popular. And it was great. It was entertaining and the music was great. I had a good time. And that's it for my week.
Apparently you exposed yourself to some germs.
Yes. I was hanging out with a friend and her kid, and the kid was sick, and I think that's where I got this from.
Goddamn kids.
Yep.
It hasn't been like, it's just, it never got really bad. It's just lingering. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. But, those are fun.
Like, I got, I'm like, I think I'm getting sick. And the next day I was like, yeah, I'm sick. And then just kind of like, it felt kind of bad in the morning, but then felt like, all right, I'm sick. It's not that big of a deal. But then now it's just like, I think maybe I'm going off like, yeah, a week, almost a week. Oh, I'll tell you something that happened to me. So I don't know what was going on yesterday. There's some type of, I think, Mexican celebration or parade going on. They were carrying the Mexican flag, but let me look at the Mexican flag. I think it had something extra on it. No, it didn't. Okay.
Was it Mextra?
No. It was regular. I think it was a regular flag. So I'm going to volunteer and I'm taking like a lift from the downtown area part of the city. And so we're going and then we get stuck behind this parade. And it's like, it probably took 10 minutes because there's the parade part. There's people walking. It just took a really long time to go by. We finally get past it. We go. We go straight and then we turn to go towards where I need to be. The parade had also turned and we got in front of us again. So we did it. Waited another 10 minutes for it to go by. This time, people who were waiting were much less forgiving and were honking a lot. I'm just like, you know what? Like, yeah, we're here. Nothing gonna happen to you. Just wait. But yeah, I was like, wow, what are the odds?
Well, if you honk loud enough, they'll get out of your way. That's how that works.
It apparently didn't work. They just kept trudging along. And some of them were barefoot, walking barefoot. Like, not like, oh, I forgot my shoes or I'm homeless. Like, they were holding their shoes in their hand. Like, this is the conscious choice I'm making right now to walk barefoot. So, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the significance was. There's a band. There's some people on horses, people carrying the flag of Mexico. I might have been more into it if I wasn't, like, already running late for my thing. But, you know, it is what it is. I was not angry about it. I just question the parade route, though. Like, they were
Guatemalans,
going.
And you're like, it's not even a Guatemalan parade. You're like, I don't care. I'm angry at them.
Like, they did pick a rather high traffic area for the parade to go through in the middle of the day, like on a weekend. I'm like, all right. That was it. I was like, that is unlucky.
Cool story, bro.
Indeed.
Did I tell you
how handsome I am? No, not nearly enough, but go right ahead.
that I met someone that was my same birthday like a couple weeks ago.
Yes, you said it was okay. One of those things where, like, in a room two people have the same birthday, and it worked out you and somebody else had the same birthday, and Andy's like, that's not how that's supposed to work.
I think the way I said it was not supposed to work. It's like, if there's 26 people in a room, there's over 50% chance that two of the people in that room will have the same birthday.
Yeah,
I think I might have worded it like that you and another person will have the same birthday.
Well, no, I don't think you did word it that way, but the fact that it turned out to be you, I was like, that's far less likely. That's like, pick one and then 26 other people and have the same birthday. Like I guess, sure. You know, you had the same chance.
But I was one of the people in that.
Yeah.
I just happened to be the one that mentioned it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yes, I see what you're saying. Like, someone in the room mentions that there's an over 50% chance that someone and then would have, you know, someone else. And then that person is the one, you know?
Yep.
As much, yeah, I should say.
Speaking of birthdays, so I don't know if they do this in your office, but they send like greeting cards around for everybody to sign when it's somebody's birthday. When it's somebody's birthday, so they usually spread it out by month, and like you'll just get a cluster of them for every month. And December, it was like that scene in like CSI or Law and Order where they bring the perp in and like they've got like this file folder full of things and they're just going through them like resisting arrest, drunk and disorderly, assault and battery, breaking and entering. I was like, what the fuck was happening 9 months ago?
There's a lot of
parents
fucking.
Be getting busy.
Pooping on a llama.
Wait, what?
I went with jaywalking. How'd this get in here? Because I made this joke at the time when I was going through all the folders.
Poop on that llama. Poop on that llama. Poop, poop.
Is that a song or poop, are you?
Poop. I'd poop on that llama. Poop on that llama. Poop,
you all right over there? You want some water?
I'm just making up a song, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, what was the thing that Andy was texting us about? And you're like, Andy, you're right.
Oh, his singing Britney Spears.
Oh, yeah. That was so random. I'm like, why is he at a table just singing Britney Spears? And then, like, someone starts to interrupt him, and he gives him the finger like, not yet, son.
Wait, you hold on. You hold on.
No.
Well, big finish. There's more of this bit to come.
So why were you singing Britney Spears at your, what was, you said it was a sort of a company thing?
Yeah, it was a work thing. Because that's the way we do it, my company.
All right.
I was like, what's the weirdest way that you can sing a popular song? I'm like, I can do Britney Spears metal. I'm like, cool, do that. No, it was, so when I went to London earlier this year, one night we did a pub crawl with like everybody who was in town. And at the end of it, we were like, we should do karaoke. Like somebody said it. And I was like, yes, let's do karaoke. And then like other people started to get excited by the idea. I was like, it's all coming together. And then people started Googling like where they could do karaoke. And every fucking place we went to, it was like, this place is closed. This place never had karaoke. Google lied to us. This place has karaoke, but not on the weekends. This place has karaoke, but it's a 2 fucking hour wait. And they don't have a room big enough to accommodate us or some shit like that. So it's like every place we were going to, it was like, you know, Mary and Joseph and just like there's no room at the inn and this isn't an inn. And
wow. Like,
what even is karaoke?
Really, really compare yourself to Mary and Joseph trying to find some karaoke, huh?
I'm trying to keep it in the Christmas spirit, Tim. Criticize me.
Full of nonsense.
Okay. So I don't even remember how it happened, but I said, like, people were asking like what songs they were going to sing. I was like, well, I could do Baby One More Time, but at this point my voice is pretty shot, so my only option is to do it metal. And someone goes, what the hell does that sound like? I'm like, sounds like this.
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yep. So I did, I mean, you guys were there the night that was like the first time I tried to sing Britney Spears at karaoke because someone had chosen it for me, and like my voice started cracking, I think, after the first verse, so I just went with like the screamy version of it.
Seems legit.
Turned it into a headbang thing. Yeah, it was at Britannia Arms.
Never heard of it.
So it's a thing that I have continued to do from time to time. So we're walking around Piccadilly in London and like just going from place to place trying to like to find karaoke. And I was just belting out this metal rendition of Britney Spears, and other passersby on the street were... some of them were very concerned about my behaviors. Others of them were very amused. Like I got a lot of like cheers and applause, and people started singing along with it. And it was just sort of like a fun, weird little moment that a bunch of the people that I was on the project with experienced. And then a whole bunch of other people who weren't there didn't. So we were having a dinner for a team that had worked on this project this last week. And somebody brought it up again, and everyone else in the room was like, they said something like we keep hearing about this. I keep hearing Andy and Britney Spears. They're like, no one will tell us what it is. I was like, well, I mean, I can describe it. Like, no. You got to show that to them. You got to show it. I was like, okay, all right. Well, and I look like we're in like a back room at this restaurant, but like there's still a door open to where other people are trying to have dinner. I'm like, fuck it. So I did this metal version of Britney Spears, and someone's like, oh, wait, I'm going to record this. And then I'll post it so everyone can see it too. So that's what I sent you guys, was me recreating that for people. And the rest of the team, when I was done with it, like that is crazy shit. Like, what did we just watch you do?
And your son said you were drunk when you saw the video?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I showed it to Drew the next morning. He's watching it. And he's heard me do that bit before. And he's watching it all the way through. And he gets to the end and he goes, "You were drunk." I was like, "Actually, no, I wasn't." He's like, "I feel like you should have been."
That's what he said?
Yes. I was like, "But well, I wasn't." He's like, "I think I would have needed to have been." I'm like, "You're 11. You don't know what you need." He's like, "That was like, how did you just do that in front of a, but like a room full of people and like people, you know, you decide to do it and you go with it. Like, I don't know how to explain this. It's not like you just don't let the fear of embarrassment rule your life. And then you can do this.
Like, so you whip can your dick out as much as you want, buddy.
You can do stupid shit real loud in front of a bunch of people whose opinion of you definitely care about. But it's sort of like, as long as you let go of that, like, fear of embarrassment and, you know, just sort of accept the moment for what it is, then yeah, like, if you don't act embarrassed, they're just going to be like, "Wow, like, that's really funny that he did that." Or that's super weird. All right. And then like people move on. But it's sort of like, as long as you're not acting embarrassed about it, other people don't get embarrassed on your behalf.
All right.
Which I'm sure is just how Tim lives his life.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I learned it from watching you, Tim.
Yeah. In that case, I'm proud of you, buddy.
Oh, man. Funniest bit was I get done and the people in the room are kind of going nuts. And then like we die down and the restaurant comes and closes, like just sort of quietly, doesn't make a big deal about it, just closes the door to the room that we're in. And like it's over, like it's too late. We're quiet, and they just sort of like close us in. And then like 15 seconds later, somebody's got to come back into the room to like, you know, bring in drinks or appetizers or whatever it was coming in right then. And so it's like the door is closed and it stays closed for like 15 seconds. And then someone else just opens it and leaves it open. It's like, well, I mean, I clocked that happening, but that was really fucking pointless. Good job.
So for listeners, there's a secret that you don't know. And that is, Noah is pooping.
I had my phone face down on the desk, so I didn't see that text.
Oh,
so that
I see. Was, well, now it's a secret Andy didn't know. Now
that was news
to
me, too.
Spill the secrets, just like Noah is spilling poop all over the bowl.
Yep. Hang on. I got to tell him he's got to flush 12 to 15 times. Yeah. And see, it's shit like that where I'm like, this guy's such a fucking numbskull. But I don't think he should be impeached for that. But for all the criminal shit, definitely. Definitely.
But man, I dropped my phone like you did last week, but it just fell on my big fat belly.
Mmm, neat. Oh, I dropped my phone this week. I was getting out of the car, and somebody was trying to ask me a question as I was trying to transition out of the car. And several years ago, I had the exact same thing happen, and I dropped my phone and cracked the fuck out of its screen. And it happened this time, and my phone landed badly, and I picked it up, I was like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. I turned it around, I was like, yes! I have, like, a ridiculously big OtterBox case on this thing.
And that's how you do.
Yeah. It survived. Unscathed. There's a little, like, notch in the bottom corner of the case. So, like, I definitely know where it landed. But it allowed me to continue to poop that day, because the b-hole definitely clenched as the phone was going down and I was trying to it was one of those things where like time slowed down and my hand was not going fast enough to catch the person who was falling away from me. It's like, no, fuck.
I know. Right.
Yep. So how was it, Noah?
Amazing.
Good.
Everything work out okay?
It did.
In the end.
Poops.
Dookie.
I was going to wait till we ended, but then it started going to a story. I'm like, this does not feel like it's going to end anytime soon. So,
no, it wasn't. Although, ironically, it ended like right as you texted. So instead, we've just been vamping, talking about you pooping.
Oh, okay. Don't mind. And then talking about Andy and then dropping his phone and pooping.
True.
So what better way to sign off?
Yep.
You may have noticed this this episode didn't enter your feed at the normal time. That's because Crisis on Infinite Earths has started, and I'm probably watching it instead of editing this program. Sorry.
I don't know what you shouldn't trust. I mean, never trust Donald Trump. Let me try that again. Never trust Donald Trump.
There you go.
Trump dump.
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck was that?
Still works, though.
Not today, gingerbread house.
Oh, you know, you actually never trust the gingerbread house that they create at the Fairmount in San Francisco. People try to eat it. I'm like, why would you try to eat it? People are touching that thing.
And it's also gingerbread.
Yeah, that's two strikes against.
Exactly.
I mean, I like gingerbread.
You get the
I like
fuck
ginger,
out of here.
So.
I mean, I like ginger too, but like, there's limits. And that limit is gingerbread.
Yeah, it's funny that I'm super into Christmas, but don't like candy canes, gingerbread, or eggnog.
Have you had... Elfcum, sorry, it took me a minute. I'm not super huge into drinking eggnog, but eggnog ice
cream. But I love
slathering
it on my balls.
Mm. I love a good eggnog enema.
Yeah.
Really cleans out.
Yeah. So I like to feel like, you know, swirling around inside the old dumper.
Dumper. Anyway, have you ever tried what?
Eggnog ice cream.
No thanks. I have a narrow bandwidth of ice creams I even like.
Okay.
Like it's chocolate, vanilla, and chocolate chip cookie dough.
It's like it's chocolate and vanilla, and thus endeth the list.
My son's be getting like this, like cotton candy flavored. Did you know? Sorry, I know we're in the middle of wrapping up. This is me chastising me, because if I was one of you, I would chastise you. So
okay,
consider myself chastised by me. But did you know there's a Captain Crunch that's cotton candy flavor?
No.
There is, and my fucking sons love it.
Oh.
It's disgusting. That's it.
So, I don't know how to eat it.
Let me revise my statement. Not today, cotton candy Captain Crunch.
Depending on how you spell it, you could get into KKK there.
None of those things
Captain Crunch
with
is
a
C. Yeah, so it's all C's. Never mind.
You can get into just some CCC there.
Yeah, the way you were pronouncing it, like really enunciating the K sounds, made me think
there's
it was a bit more racist.
Maybe you got to get on board.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Captain Crunch is racist.
I'm done derailing our closing. What's up, Andy?
What do I hate this week? Donald Trump. This week I hate that the fucking spineless party over country Republicans in the Senate are definitely going to acquit him. But I mean, like, the impeachment still needed to have happened, because like, you can't just let presidents do this shit and not challenge it. Like, there has to be consequences for this level of criminality.
Yes. Listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes, and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry, Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them, and you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. All right, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please. Tancast. Do you remember from our choir, from Chamber?
Yep.
So we're friends on Facebook, and he posted something about how he can't wait till Trump wins in 2020, and it just... Like, he's like, I don't want to see any physical harm to them, but I just can't wait to see the tears of all these haters, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't know how, but they can watch all these do-nothing Democrats blah, and still be on board with them. I was like, and I posted, I'm like, there really are two different realities in the world, because nothing you've said sounds like what, you know, it sounds like truth that is happening in the world. Like, there's the Democrats in Congress have put forth 400 bills that have not been taken up by the Senate. And he's like, I don't know the facts, but I'm pretty sure those were all partisan bills. And that's not what we should be doing. We should be governing for everybody. And I'm like, I quoted, I don't know all the facts, but, and then a gif, I guess we're done here. And then he kept trying to engage me again. I'm like, nope, fuck you, dude.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry. Like, you can't be like, well, I am so certain of this. Well, I don't know any of the facts about it, but I'm just going to continue on with my certainty.
Made me irritated.
That's not how fucking facts work.
He's like, oh, are you saying you do know the facts of all 400 of those bills? I'm like, no, but I didn't make a sweeping assertion about all of them other than the true statement that they were not taken up by the Senate.
Yeah.
So that is a fact I knew and stated that fact.
Yeah.
But in keeping with true, like, things that for some reason when people on the internet say I'm done here, they always continue to comment. I'm like, no, once you say you're done here, stick to it.
I mean, that's like the people who say I don't like drama in their lives seem to have the most drama in their lives.
Oh yes,
so it's true. Like,
it's like, do you know? I mean, you see the guy like going on there.
No, you will notice that a lot of people who are guilty of like just being fucking awful garbage people or thinking are awful garbage things, they project like a lot.
Right, homosexuality. People who are very hard against it, you know. Try to pass laws or, you know,
hard against
preach
it.
Against it. And it comes
and
out.
They're
like,
also hard.
They are dabbling.
You know what I'm talking about? Because people like to have sex.
Well, there's that. But there's also like think about all of the people that you know where it's like somebody with no evidence is like, I know my significant other is definitely cheating on me. They're definitely cheating on me. Like, I don't have any proof, but they're definitely cheating on me. And then you find out they were the ones who were cheating.
Yes.
Yeah.
I
have seen instances where somebody said, I think my significant other is cheating on me because of this and this and this and this and this. And then it comes out, yeah, they were because of all of those things. But I have never heard somebody say that without evidence. Just say, oh, I'm sure that they're cheating on me. Where it's not that they're trying to convince themselves and everyone else around them that the other person's cheating and thus excuse their own cheating.
That's right. Keep yourself in check from Andy. Yep. All right. That's the end of our post-show. After goodness, goodbye, everybody.
Yeah,
all right, I got some more things to talk about.
Nope, I gotta go. No.